I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. It's another year, a new beginning, a fresh start, a time to make yourself some promises and see how long you can keep them. Do you make New Year's resolutions? Do they work? I want to use this New Year's show to talk about resolutions and offer a few suggestions for what I think might be good ones. But first, a personal story. I gotta tell you, I've made New Year's resolutions, mostly half-heartedly, and I've forgotten about them in a few days and sometimes a few weeks, but there's one resolution I made and kept. I made a resolution on New Year's Day 1977, and I haven't broken it yet. 33 years. It was all because I was mad at the soft drink industry. When I was in college, my radio station had a machine that sold 6.5-ounce bottles of Coke for a dime, and since Coke was my favorite soft drink, I spent a lot of dimes during my college days. Next came the Air Force, and I think a 12-ounce bottle of Coke was 15 cents. By the time I was out of the service 4 years later, the price was up to 20 cents a bottle in the machines. But in the early 1970s, machines that sold soft drinks in bottles started disappearing. They were replaced by machines that sold soft drinks in cans. And I hated Coke in cans. They cost more, a quarter. They lost their coldness immediately. Come on, folks, thick glass bottles insulate the Coke and keep it cold, but metal cans conduct the coldness right out of the Coke and into your hand. And Coke in cans had a horrible metal off taste. So on January 1, 1977, I resolved to stop drinking Coke. In fact, I resolved to stop drinking all soft drinks. And from that day to this, I've never had a soft drink. Now, I've heard that Coke no longer tastes like it did when I drank it. They changed their formula. Lots of complaints, and they changed it back. But they used a cheaper form of sugar than they used to, so I'm probably not missing much anyway. When I drank Coke, I probably averaged 4 bottles a day. 1 at morning coffee break. I've never drunk coffee. 1 for lunch, 1 for afternoon coffee break, 1 for supper, or later at night. When I quit, Coke was selling for 25 cents a can. Now I think it sells in the machines for about $1.25 a can. So doing some rough math, I figured out that by giving up soft drinks, I've saved over, get this, $30,000. Can you imagine the metal detecting equipment I could buy for $30,000, including a new car to carry it all around in? A fine story, you say, but what does this have to do with treasure hunting? Well, nothing, but it does give you some insight into the steely determination of yours truly. And I do want to talk about New Year's resolutions and treasure hunting in this show. Here's a general, all-purpose New Year's resolution for you to consider seriously. In this year, 2011, I resolved to invest in myself. Back in my real estate selling days, I worked for a broker who preached the invest in yourself line incessantly, and I think he was right. I think it's excellent advice. What does it mean to invest in yourself? It means to increase your own value with self-education. And to do that, you need to fill that underused brain of yours with useful information. Educate yourself. If treasure hunting is important to you, learn more about treasure hunting. For example, here's a good New Year's resolution. Resolve to listen to one of these treasure podcasts every week. Pick out a day of the week and a particular time, the same day and time every week, and put it on your calendar. If you don't write it down, you won't do it. Start with program number 1 this week, do show number 2 next week, and after a year, you'll have given yourself 52 short lessons in treasure hunting. Invest 5 minutes a week in yourself. Is that too difficult a task? I think not. Read books on treasure hunting. There are dozens of really good ones out there. Start with mine. Read Carl von Mueller's books to recharge your batteries. Read Charlie Garrett's book on finding coins, and Dick Stout's books, and ask other treasure hunters what books they found especially helpful. Resolve to read a chapter a week. That's not hard. What might be hard is stopping after just one chapter. The more you learn, the more effectively and productively you'll use your time in the field, and the more good stuff you'll come home with. Learn the user's manual that came with your detector. You won't believe how many treasure hunters I run into who don't fully understand their detectors. They pay big bucks for those special features, but they never use them because they don't know how. Some people see education as boring drudge work. I've had classes like that, too. But the books I've recommended are anything but boring, and even if studying that user's manual is difficult, you'll be glad you invested the time in yourself when you start finding older and deeper targets thanks to your self-education. Invest in yourself and make 2011 your best treasure hunting year yet. By the way, the brand new edition of my book has just been released. Details at treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.